Amen. Boy, I like that song. Praise the Lord. That's a great old hymn. God leads his dear children along. You know, some of them he takes through the fire. Some he takes through the flood. Some through the water, but all through the blood. That's a blessing. I've always loved that song. It's always touched my heart. Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody here tonight. We've got a lot of folks still coming in. I see cars in the parking lot coming in. We're going to have a good crowd, good service tonight. I hope nobody stayed home because of that little threat of rain we had today. I was thinking today, they said there's a tornado watch out till 7 o'clock. And I was thinking, you reckon people would not come to church because of that? And I thought, if they said there's going to be a tornado, I'd be scared to death loud church. Right? Lord, blow the house down on me. People think different, though, you know. People funny. That's what Mom always said. People's funny. But it's good to see all of you here tonight. Thank you for coming out. We're going to get right into our Revelation study here in just a little bit. I'm excited about being here. Hope that you are. And last week we had a deep study. And I'm telling you, it's deep tonight. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 9, and it's going to be deep. So I hope that you'll get your thinking caps on now and clear out. If you got any junk in your heart, get it out and get ready to get in the book here in just a few minutes. But a couple things right quick now. Pray for me. I'll be leaving in the morning sometime. I was going to try to get my grass mowed. I couldn't do it today because it was just pouring the rain, and it's going to be bad before I get back. But I'm hoping to leave by 11 o'clock in the morning, going up to Martinsville, Virginia, for revival for 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm going to be leaving Saturday night coming home, so I'll be home early Sunday morning. And then we're here for Mother's Day Sunday morning, so don't forget that. I hope everybody's planning on bringing your mom, doing something special with her and for her. Maybe she lives in another state, at least. Spend some time with her on the phone. Do something special for your mom. You won't always have her. Smokey, Brother Smokey, you know, my good friend, preacher friend, his mother passed away day before yesterday. And, you know, right here at Mother's Day, and they've been expecting her to. So you won't always have her. So do something for her while you can. Be a blessing to your mama. Also, I want to pray for Zoom Zoom, Gene Clark. Zoom Zoom, you know him. He's been real bad off sick, real bad. They're not expecting him to make it, maybe a few days. So pray the Lord touch him. I sure would like to him be able to stay and come back and visit with us a time or two. But he needs our prayers tonight. And a lot of people need prayer. Never, ever has there been a time when people's lives are so messed up. People's got more than they've ever had, and they're more miserable than they've ever been. And that proves one thing we've always said. Your happiness got to come from the Lord. It can't come from a person. It can't come from a thing. It can't come from money. You've got to get it from the Lord. And so I hope that you'll do that tonight. So as we go to the Lord in prayer, if you got something or somebody on your heart you'd like to let me know with an uplifted hand, I believe that's about everybody in here. The Lord knows every one of them all at the same time. And there's probably hundreds of millions of people in the world praying right now, and he's listening to every single one of them. So he can hear us tonight. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the rain that you've given us. We needed it, and we thank you, Lord. You know just exactly what to send and when to send it and how. I pray now, Lord, that you bless those that are here tonight. Thank you for folks that come out on Wednesday night and come to church. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you'd have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all of our sins, everything we've said or done or thought wrong. This week, Lord, this day, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll forgive us. Wash us in the blood. Make us pure and white and clean in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of coming to church tonight. We pray that you'd plead the blood over this place tonight. Rebuke the devil and all demons from hell away from this place. Lord, I ask you, God, that you'd just bless every single need. You saw the hands that were lifted. You know who they are. You know what the need is, and I pray that you'd meet it. We pray for Zoom Zoom, Lord, that you'd touch him. And Lord, I pray for Brother Smokey and his family. A lot of the people that's sick and need our prayers tonight. Have your way in our lives tonight. Bless in every need and every heart. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, let's fellowship a little bit. Everybody stand. Come on now. Be friendly. Friendlier than you was Sunday. Thank you. on, choir. Let's try to sing one. Everybody, all you new singers, get up here. New singers.
Amen.
One, two, three, bro.
One, two.
One, two.
Something ever since the youth rally, he gave us some blessings. Amen. If you missed the service Sunday night, you missed one of the best ones we've ever had. And the Lord was so real in here, and he can still be tonight. Don't let that world rub him off of you.
Amen.
Amen. God's still real tonight. I tell you, Lord's doing something special.
That's right.
I'm telling you, these guys, I don't know if y'all know it or not, but strange things have been happening. They had Brother Ray took those signs I made for the youth rally about get saved so easy a caveman could do it. They had the caveman out on the streets in Morganton yesterday holding up those signs.
Yep.
That's cool, man. That is wonderful. That's great. That should have been on TV. Amen. And people love it. Can you imagine driving by, get saved so easy a caveman? There's the caveman. That's great, brother. That's wonderful. Somebody told me, they said, man, I wish our church would do stuff like that. I said, well, you've got to have crazy people do stuff like that.
Yeah.
They thought that's what they thought the apostles were. They thought they was crazy. Amen? Then you know what they said about Jesus? He was beside himself. You really get right with the Lord, somebody's going to think you're crazy. If nobody ever thinks you're crazy, you ain't never been right with God. You get right, just right, and turn loose and serve God, people going to say, boy, that's what I've been waiting to hear. Glory to God, I must really be right. No, if you're really crazy, that don't count. But we're going to sing that second verse again. He loves me like I was his only child. I've been hearing good reports. I got a phone call, a message on my phone when I came in a minute ago. Some girl from up in Virginia, somewhere up in Danville, Virginia, said they want the DVD. They're going to try to put on that drama that we did at the youth rally. I'm a good luck. They're going to try to do it. They're going to try to do it at their church. Isn't that great?
Amen.
And that's it. Spreading out, brother. Praise. That's shining light, living up to its name.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
All right. Let's sing that second verse again.
Never favors me above the rest. I can't help it.
How many of you want a little air? It's cool. I go, okay, he's going to bump it on for us right quick. Just remain standing for our offering tonight. Amen. Boy, we wound up a good crowd here tonight. Praise God. Good Wednesday night crowd. I mean, you ain't good, but big. Well, I don't mean it like that either. Many of you here tonight. What a blessing. Amen. Let's all give tonight. Everybody honor God. Do what we're supposed to. You didn't get your offering in Sunday, let's do that. And this is our regular Wednesday night offering. I'm privileged to be able to give something to the bus ministry and keep them buses rolling. And so let's do it tonight, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our buses. Thank you for our bus workers, bus drivers, teachers, anybody, everybody that does anything in any way. Help us, Lord, to put something here towards it tonight. And Lord, maybe some have to work on Saturday or don't go or can't go or has to stay at home or something. Maybe this is our way to help and their way to help. And I pray that you'd move in every heart and every life. Bless all those little kids. Lord, our hearts were touched Sunday morning as we saw the looks on their faces. Don't let us disappoint them. Lord, don't let us give up on them, but to keep on. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. All right, let's get our Bibles open. Revelation chapter number 9. Revelation chapter number 9. If you want to come and go visit on Saturday morning, be at 9:30. Come go out on the bus route and be a blessing. Some of these bus workers need help. The devil's really fought them this spring and need to be encouraged. So come and help out Saturday morning, 9:30, right here at church. All right, Revelation chapter 9. And we're going to begin reading. We got around there in verse 6 and verse 7 about these demoniac half monster, human something creatures that's coming out of the earth during the tribulation. And during the great tribulation, this is the worst time the world's ever seen, and it will never see another time like it again. We're right in the middle of it here in Revelation chapter number 9. And tonight we're going to look at how they torment people for 5 months. People try to die and can't die. That's going to happen on this earth. In verse 6. Now look at verse 7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were crowns like gold, and their faces were the face of men. And they had hair as women, and teeth like a lion. Isn't that strange? All of us have seen the old time art and literature of something that has a horse's body and up its neck, then it turns into a man. And man says, haven't you seen that? All the old art and literature, there's a reason for that. They call that a centaur or something like that. Does anybody know? Centaur or something like that. It's a hike, man. Where'd that stuff come from? And so that is a picture of what's coming out on this earth during the tribulation. Now, these things had hair, long hair like women, had teeth like lions, face like a man, the body of a horse. It's a hype. Human, half animal, where animals and humans have somehow made through aliens, I believe, and they're going to produce these creatures, and they have been here before, and the smoke of the pit's going to open up, and they're coming again. You say you believe that literally? I do. I believe it literally. Now, there are some preachers who preach that John, back in 90 AD, was describing 2010 and 2020 and 2000, whenever the tribulation is, and there were rockets coming up out of the earth and had fire coming out the back end up and everything. And so John was writing in his mind there were locusts and shooting fire at the back. That might be true, that he was describing nuclear warfare. But I always preferred to believe it literally, that they were literal creatures that come out of the pit. Now, it might be symbolic. It might be. I can't prove it one way or the other. But either way you look at it, these creatures are coming out. One reason I believe it's literal is because it said they had a king over them. That's what we'll get to in just a minute. That'll be the Antichrist. But I want you to look at these things, strange things. Look at verse 8 and verse 9. They had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. So you can hear them, you know, okay, you know, getting deeper and big, and the ground starts shaking, and this big noise of war coming, and they many horses running to battle. Verse 10, and their tails were like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. You talk about awful. And they had a king over them. They had a king over them. Now, they were demoniac. It's the night of the living dead. All the old cartoons, scary movies, monsters are actually going to come and roam the earth. Cartoons are a perfect picture of these characters. And video games. These video games, well, this guy comes out and real big like that, you know, and he's got spikes sticking out of here and everything, and you know, fire shoots out of him this way, and his teeth look like a lion, and fire comes out of his mouth. That's a picture of things. Where'd they get the idea for them things? How does Hollywood figure out how to make movies? Something's talking to them, and it ain't the Lord. And you see a replica of these things. I believe that the devil puts it in the heart of Hollywood script writers to write about these things as fiction so people believe there ain't no such thing. It's just a joke when it's a picture of what's really coming. That's what I believe. I can't prove it, but I believe that. And we talked about the cattle mutilations last week, how the aliens take cow's blood. Demonic creatures, a demon is a disembodied spirit. That's what a demon is. It's a spirit looking for a body. So when somebody's demon-possessed, that demon is in their body. So if a demon is trying, listen to me, a demon is trying to get a body, and the best way to do it is mate with human beings and produce a half demon, half person. That's what started in Genesis 6. And listen to me, that's why all these movies come out of Rosemary's Baby, Damien, Omen, the woman is pregnant and it's the devil's child, all this stuff. That's why vampire stuff is so popular right now. It's a supernatural being mating with a woman. That's in Genesis 6, and that's getting ready for that. You say, preacher, that's disgusting. It sure is. It sure is. But that's what's going on and has been going on since Genesis 6. The sons of God, they were fallen creatures, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of whom they chose, and they produced a super race of giants. And what's going to happen during the tribulation is the pit's going to open up, and these things are going to come out of there. And there's some kind of mixture between demonic spirits and humanoids. I don't know. They say Independence Day movies that Will Smith and all of them was in, they were talking about holding human embryo alien things in vats, you know, out there in Area 51, that place out in Nevada and all that stuff. And there are people who say they've literally seen them, that they've literally seen these things of creatures that are being. And there's some people, I don't know if I believe this or not, but I wouldn't doubt it. There are some people that believe that there are people on this earth right now that ain't normal people, that have a demonic. Now, that might be true. Like vampires, like sometimes I think these big basketball players are like that. Or movie stars. It's almost like they're anointed with some kind of hype, something. I don't know that. Don't go out here and say I said that. But sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder. It said they had a face like a man, a body of a horse, and they had stings in their tail. All the mythology and tradition is an attempt to slander the Bible or imitate the Bible. Listen to me. I said all the old myths and traditions of Greek mythology and the Dark Ages is an attempt to slander the Bible or imitate the Bible. And you can mark it down. They had a king over them, verse 11, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Those two words mean the same thing, Abaddon and Apollyon. You know what those words mean? Destroyer. They both mean the destroyer. The destroyer. This man, part man, part demon, is a king over the bottomless pit. Inside this earth, there's a donut-shaped bottomless pit. Has no bottom, just sides. And there's a king over that pit. Everybody down there ain't burning. There's a part of that where these creatures are. And when it opens up, they're going to come out on the earth. And people's going to think they're from outer space. They ain't from outer space. They're from inner space. And they're going to come up on this earth. And the king over them, it's called the king of the bottomless pit. That he has a name. And you know what his name is? Iscariot, a man of Kirioth. Iscariot, Judas Iscariot. He's called the son of perdition. Over in Revelation, he's called the one. And so the Antichrist will be the spirit of Judas Iscariot coming out of the bottomless pit and inhabiting a man's body. That's who the Antichrist is. Did you know that when the Bible said when Judas died, he didn't go to hell? It don't say he went to hell. It said he went where? To his own place. He's the king over that pit. And the spirit of Judas, you know what Judas betrayed Christ with? A kiss. That kiss of betrayal. There's a lot of study on that. Did you know that Judas Iscariot, 13 letters, Judas Iscariot was not a normal person when he was here. Jesus said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a..." He's a devil. You say, well, that mean he had the devil. He didn't say he had the devil. That was before the devil entered into him. Before the devil ever entered into him, he said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil." So Judas Iscariot was not a normal human being when he was here the first time. And when he died, he went to his own place. And then he's going to come back out during the tribulation. He's the angel of the pit. Now, we'll get more into him studying here in Revelation 13 about his mark and stuff. Somebody want to ask a question? I don't know, unless that was his human side feeling that. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. He was a healing evangelist. I had power to heal and cast out devils. And man, a preacher told me I was arguing. His Free Will Baptist preacher was arguing when he said either Judas lost his salvation or God called a lost man to preach, one or the other. And I said, God called a lost man to preach. Because Judas never had no salvation. He never was saved. You say, why'd God? I don't know. He said, I chose you. And one of you is a devil. He didn't become the devil after the Lord chose him. What scripture had to be fulfilled that made him have to be one of the disciples? Well, I know, but he could have betrayed him without being one of the, you know. I guess he had to be. Oh, yeah, I know that scripture over in Psalm said we went and took sweet counsel together, and I guess he had to be one of his close friends. Yeah, he was a devil, and then the devil entered into him, I guess. He was a lesser devil, and then the devil. Y'all know the word demon ain't in the King James Bible. We say that, everybody says it, but technically it's devils. There's devils. And the reason the King James Bible don't say demon is because in the old days a demon could be a good or a bad thing. So the new Bibles are wrong by saying demons. When you say demons, they were good demons and bad demons, but there's only one kind of devil, and that's a bad devil. That's what I've always believed. I mean, you know, you see all these movies and stuff they make of it, and Rosemary's Baby and all that. He's the son of Satan, just like Jesus was the son of God, and he's going to grow up just like Jesus did. They don't know he was Jesus. They don't know he's the Antichrist till a certain time, and then he gets anointed, and that's when the spirit of Judas comes out and gets in him, like when Jesus got baptized and the Holy Ghost came upon him. But that's 3.5 years into the tribulation. That brings up all kinds of questions, like, is the Antichrist alive and well right now? Or is he just going to parachute down or come land? He probably will step out of a UFO, I'm telling you, because that's what they're all saying. If these things are real, how come they don't come and land on the courthouse, White House lawn? They're liable to deceive people. I don't know if he's a little baby right now. I hope not. I don't know if he's a grown man right now. I don't know if he's, I don't know. I don't know. Y'all tell me. Not necessarily. I don't know if he has to grow up and become. Yeah, maybe. I guess. I don't know. I guess he would have to be born. I guess all them stuff about a woman having the devil's baby has got to be fulfilled somehow or another, because that's what they've been trying to do for thousands of years, have the devil's baby. That's why girls, when they're backslid, automatically like bad boys. Like Eminem and people like that. Really, it is. Because the wicked, wicked part of you is what likes bad boys. They say, man, I've heard them say, I know Eminem's full of hell and all them, but man, he turns me on. Yeah, that's that part of you. That's that part of you that Eve got messed up like that with Satan. And I ain't joking. Anybody else? You better watch that part of you, girl. John 17, I think. John 17, 12. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, the son of perdition. Revelation 17. Judas is the only man in the Bible that's called the son of perdition. And the Antichrist is called the son of perdition. We'll get more of that when we get to him. We won't get to him tonight. Anybody else have a question? The devil seduced her. It said he beguiled her, and that's the same word that means seduced. And some people believe it was more than just talking. Cain, her son, was of that wicked one. Something to pray about it. That's what it says. So, verse 12. You know when he said, whoa, whoa, whoa? Oh, I'm sorry, brother. But Cain and Abel were brothers, and they were twins, and twins can have two different daddies. It is true, ain't it? Y'all tell them. There's a big Bible study on that. Yeah. It's weird. It's starting to get weird now. No, it don't, but it said he's of that wicked one. Cain was of that wicked one. But I don't know, brother. I don't know. It says you're of your father, the devil. Jesus did. How did the first person become a child of the devil? See, now we know all these people are. No, I don't think so. The wicked one would be the devil. It wouldn't be Adam. Yeah. Yeah, it's called the doctrine of the serpent seed. That's a big Bible study we'll get into one of these days. That's a big study. The doctrine of the serpent seed. Look at verse 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Remember when he said woe, woe, woe last week? Well, only one of them's done. Verse 13, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard the voice of four horns of the golden altar, which was before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, this is where Charles Manson believed was the Beatles. Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed. He believed that the Beatles were these four angels coming out to evangelize the world, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Now, this is not the Beatles. This is a perfect picture of private interpretation. Somebody said, oh my goodness, they're hating Asbury Street. Everybody's smoking pot and getting on LSD in San Francisco. And I'm going to, and it's the Beatles. No, it's not the Beatles. Now, the Beatles probably were demons sent from another country. They were demon-inspired. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But you cannot put, you can't say, well, I read there in Revelation 13, that's Henry Kissinger. That's Obama. That's Jimmy Carter. Everybody said, yep, that's private interpretation. You can't go interpreting the Scripture in a way that the Scripture don't interpret the Scripture. You can say, I think, or it might be, but you can't say that's the Beatles. But now, let me show you something that I noticed in verse 15 today. I don't know if I can say it like I've seen it. I was studying this evening. I have never heard a preacher say this. I have never heard anybody else say this. So you tell me if I'm wrong. Look at verse 15. I never heard this till about 2 hours ago. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year. So how long would this be? All right, let's go backwards. A year and a month would be how many months? 13 months. And an hour, a day and an hour would be how many hours? 13 hours. 13 hours. It's 13. No, a day ain't 24. A day, the Bible said there are 12 hours in a day. There's 12 in the night. Right? The Bible said there's 12 hours in a day. There's 12. So that'd be 13 hours and 13 months. I'd never heard that in my life till this evening. You can figure out the Lord or the devil told me that. But I've been hooked up lately. I ain't kidding you. The Lord's been blessed all week long. I've been on shouting ground. I have. I ain't kidding you. I've been on shouting ground. I've been seeing visions and having great and mighty things happen this week. Ever since Sunday night, I've been on shouting ground. I can't wait till Sunday to see what the Lord's going to do. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Lord, He's going to slay the third part of men. That'd be 2 billion right now. 2 billion. No. Yeah. Third part of men. 2 billion. Now, if you will remember this 13 hours and 13 months, after 13 months and 13 hours, when He starts slaying, there are already, back in chapter 6 and verse 8, a fourth of the population was killed. That was 1.5 billion. So if you killed 1.5 billion, that left 4.5. Now He kills a third. So you got to get a third of 4.5, which is leaves 3 billion. One third of 4.5 is 1.5. 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. So 1/3 is 3, leaves 3. Everybody got that? Anybody don't got that? Okay, let me say it again. Chrissa, explain this to them. Look, you got 6 billion people in the world. All right, 1/4 of them gets killed. At least 4.5. 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1. All right, that leaves 4.5. Then it said 1/3 got killed. So it's 1/3 of 4.5. 1.5, 1.5 is 3. 1.5 is 4.5. So you take off 1.5, that leaves 3 billion people. Half the people in the world are going to die during tribulation. They won't be people. You can't get them buried. It'll be just piles of people, dead people laying everywhere. They ain't enough places to bury people. And did you know that the New Agers and the secular humanists and the people that the Illuminati and the high uppities people, that's what their goal is, to reduce the population of the world by about 2/3 or more? The elite want it down to 500 million. 500 million. But they want the population reduced. And they're going to get it. They're going to be glad when this happens. Swine flu is going to wipe them out. All right? Anybody have a question on that? What? What's what? Yeah. Get rid of them. That's right. Yeah, they're going to think that's wonderful. Half the people in the world's dead, man. The other half gets to have everything. Supply. Right. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And the alien, the Antichrist, is going to tell them, we moved these people out of here because they wouldn't cooperate with our plans. We had to take them to Alpha Centauri to rehabilitate them. And they're in a camp. That's right. Another on the, we're going to be getting rehabilitated, brother. You wait till we come back. Amen. On our white horse.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else got a question? Now, you know that all this stuff I'm just throwing at you, I don't necessarily think, I can't prove it, I don't even know so much right or not, I'm just throwing it up, give you something to think about. What I know, I'll tell you I know. What I don't know, I'll say I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Anybody else? This is provoke you to study. Verse 16, here comes them armies out of China and all the Far East, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. How many is that? 200,000. What's 1,000,000? A million. So there's 200 million. And thus I saw the horses in the vision and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire. Look at these creatures, man. These are not normal people or horses. You say, well, horses can't do that. God has special horses. If there's special horses that we can fly on coming down through the sky, there's special horses and come out of hell. Not normal horses. Look at these horses. They have breastplates of fire and of jacinth. Somebody tell me what jacinth is. Anybody have a note? Jacinth? Can't hear you. I know it's a stone, but I mean, wonder why it's on them creatures from hell. They're stoned. That's good interpretation. He might be more right than you think. Where do we get to verse 21? They're all on drugs. The whole population is during that time. See that word sorcery in verse 21? Every preacher I've ever heard preach it said there's hundreds of Greek manuscripts, and every one of them, the Greek word for that word sorcery is pharmacy. Every one of them. And they say that is a proof that the whole population is going to be on drugs, and it's just about that way now. Everybody's on some kind of legal drug now. I never seen the beat in my life. I mean, Sean, Tracy, y'all probably know the names of them, but Lord have mercy, they've got everybody on something now. Little kids, they said, well, he hadn't took his medicine. My goodness, when we were growing up, you didn't take medicine unless you were sick. Now, just normal stuff, take it all the time. But anyway, look at verse number 17. You've heard of the marriage from hell, the bride from hell, the birthday party from hell. This is the real deal here, buddy. Jacinth and brimstone. They bring that brimstone smell out with them when they come out of hell. You know what brimstone is? It's like sulfur. It smells like rotten eggs. And those, I can tell you stories of those demons and UFOs landing people where people smell sulfur. Isn't that weird? And that's the weirdest thing. And these people that do the UFO stories on TV, they don't even believe in hell or know that. But they smell like brimstone. And look at verse number 17. And the heads of the horses were as heads of lion, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. These things come out like this going, and fire comes out of their mouth, brother. Does anybody in here watch all them old crazy movies like that? And I never did watch Star Wars or nothing like that. It never did appeal to me. But they stuff like that. Yeah, old Godzilla, he's a perfect picture of him right there. Who? I don't know what that is. Gargoyles. I don't know what that is. Anyway, look at the people they kill. We're going to hurry here. By these were the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone. You reckon they're going to kill all these people? And like Dale said, everybody's going to say, well, that took care of an unemployment problem. That reduced the world's population. These people had a disease. They were infected. We had to eliminate them. Hated to have to do that. And you say, oh, nobody never believed that. You're forgetting something. When the Holy Ghost leaves, God's going to send them strong delusion. You're forgetting that. And verse number 18, brimstone come out of their mouth. Verse 19, look at this. For their power is in their mouth. The power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents. Here's something else I'd never noticed till today. Read it no telling how many times. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads. So their tail is a snake with a snake's head on the end of it. Never heard that in my life till this evening. That's what it said. Look at it real close. It said their tails were like unto serpents and had heads. So the tail had a head. Heads or tails? What a weird thing, man. Reminds me of a story one time I heard him saying. He said, this old guy said, he said, man, what's the meanest creature in the swamp? He said, man, the meanest creature in the swamp be that crocogator. They said, what? He said, that's right. Meanest creature in the swamp is the crocogator. And he said, man, what you talking about? There ain't no such thing. He said, that's right. He the meanest creature in the swamp, that crocogator. He said, what you talking about? He said, what's a crocogator? He said, well, he got a crocodile head on one end, an alligator head on the other end. He said, oh, come on, man, there ain't no such thing as that. He's the meanest creature in the swamp. He said, if he got a crocodile head on one end, an alligator head on the other end, he can't go to the bathroom. He said, that's why he's so mean. Maybe that's what's wrong with these things here. Look here. Said they had tails, and their tail had a head on the end of it. Anybody ever heard that? I don't know if Clarence Larkin had that. I have to go back and look at his pictures. And with them, they do hurt. Verse 20. And the rest of the men, let's look and see what the rest of the population is doing. Listen, you'd think we'd have worldwide revival, wouldn't you? You'd think everybody would get right with God. But no, the Holy Ghost is gone. The rest of the men who killed by these, not killed by these plagues, yet repented not. Ain't that something? Here's what they did. The works of their hand, that they should not worship devils. Now stop right there. They'll actually worship devils. They already are. Kurt Cobain, you know what he said? Kurt Cobain, as we call him. Kurt Cobain, you know what he said? He said, I will get stoned and worship Satan. Kid Rock, all of them, you know what they do? You know what I believe? I believe when people go to parties and get stoned and go out of their mind and dance, and they're worshiping a demon. They don't realize it. They said, man, we're going to get high. And the rock bands have even said, they said it's like a worship service. They're worshiping devils. You kids better stay away from that junk. They're worshiping devils. And idols of gold. They worship gold, money, silver, money, brass, all kinds of things. Stone and wood, houses and land, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders. They won't care nothing about taking another person's life. Sorceries, that's drugs, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. It's going to be a wild, crazy population controlled by drugs, getting high, worshiping devils at rock concerts and rap concerts, and worshiping Satan with the mark of the beast on them. That's what's coming on this world. And we're headed that way. All right? I'm done. Anybody got a question right quick? We'll take up with chapter 10 next time.